All right, it's 5 o'clock, so I'm going to go ahead and call our Monday, June 3rd, 2024 pre-council meeting to order. DeCarlin, I see you, but I'm assuming you're immediately just going to kick it over to Matthew Liu. All right, this is about water rates and a few other things on our agenda. So, Matt?
Yeah, so we'll start today with a little bit of recap of what we talked about in a previous session. And so we have Deep, our economist, and Jim, our assistant finance director, and we'll get this kicked off. So this was presented to you all in a previous meeting, and this is the forecast for the current forecast for the water utility. So we want to talk a little bit, go over a little bit of the base rates with the fixed and the variable charges associated with them. And so currently our fixed expenses, our fixed revenue is not meeting our fixed expenses. And we can sort of talk about the issue we have with that, but I want to show the variable side as well. Here you can sort of see the variable expenses outpace our variable revenue, and these are both based on the projection, our current projections with no increase in them. And some of that issue is that once you have that, if your fixed expenses are too high and your revenue is too low, there is a point where you cannot meet those expenses, and the revenue you bring in could be less than what you should bring in based on the actual fixed and actual variable charges of expenses that we have. So we'll get into it now. Kick it off to Deep.
So then, of course, if we don't have if everything shows negative, we need to have a rate increase. So that's what we proposed. We started with that. We went to the Water and Light Board. This is because we label these as staff proposed rate increase. As you can see, the rate and the in dollar amount, 54 cents. $12 is our current base charge and 54 cents. And we can talk in other way to say, for example, that 54 cents increase over $12 will be 4.5. It's the same thing and how we propose. And then we, even though we're going to approve 1 year, we try to show you how it looks in the outlook way, because 1 year is not solving our problem. We'll get back to that point. But you can see in staff proposed, we put 4.5 flat across all the base and then the usage, which is based on our CCF usage. And then we did for 26, 27, and then we kind of taper it over the 28, 29, and then probably 30 students.
All right, it's 5 o'clock, so I'm going to go ahead and call our Monday, June 3rd, 2024 pre-council meeting to order. DeCarlin, I see you, but I'm assuming you're immediately just going to kick it over to Matthew Liu. All right, this is about water rates and a few other things on our agenda. So, Matt?
Yeah, so we'll start today with a little bit of recap of what we talked about in a previous session. And so we have Deep, our economist, and Jim, our assistant finance director, and we'll get this kicked off. So this was presented to you all in a previous meeting, and this is the forecast for the current forecast for the water utility. So we want to talk a little bit, go over a little bit of the base rates with the fixed and the variable charges associated with them. And so currently our fixed expenses, our fixed revenue is not meeting our fixed expenses. And we can sort of talk about the issue we have with that, but I want to show the variable side as well. Here you can sort of see the variable expenses outpace our variable revenue. And These are both based on the projections, our current projections, with no increase in them. And some of that issue is that once you have that, if your fixed expenses are too high and your revenue is too low, there is a point where you cannot meet those expenses, and the revenue you bring in could be less than what you should bring in based on the actual fixed and actual variable charges of expenses that we have. So we'll get into it now. Kick it off to D.
So then, of course, if we don't have if everything shows negative, we need to have a rate increase. So that's what we proposed. We started with that. We went to the Water and Light Board. This is because we label these as staff proposed rate increase. As you can see, the rate and the in dollar amount, 54 cents. $12 is our current base charge at 54 cents. And we can talk in other way to say, for example, that 54 cents increase over $12 will be 4.5. It's the same thing and how we propose. And then we, even though we're going to approve 1 year, we try to show you how it looks in the outlook way. Because 1 year is not solving our problem. We'll get back to that point. But you can see in staff proposed, we put 4.5 flat across all the base and then the usage, which is based on our CCF usage. And then we did for 26, 27. And then we kind of taper it over the 28, 29. And then probably 30 is too early to talk about 30.
Well, at any time, if you have questions, please
stop. So basically what we did the percentage change and then we calculate the dollar value of that, how that impact.
Deep, hold on, I think Nick Foster, did you have a question?
Just to get a timeline here, you said this was presented to us before and I can't recall when that was.
Yes, we presented the forecast, I believe, was it March?
March.
The last meeting in March, we presented the forecast for all of the funds. And this is just one of them. And it basically shows if you look at that cash above, below target amount, those are the projections going out to the out years. And so green is good, positive, yellow is need to watch, and then the red is negative outlook, basically.
Nick, it was part of our work session conversation, and we asked them to go to Water and Light Advisory Board to then bring back their comments on it.
Okay, great. That's helpful just to know where we've been.
And it was the identical slide we used to just refresh your memory.
Yeah.
And probably we did it with all the funds, so that was elaborate last time.
And so we had just proposed a flat increase to get us up to par with our expenses. And so this is what that same projection looked like with the increases that staff.
So are you guys familiar with this color coding? Or which one works?
Red is bad and green is good.
And yes. The yellow, and the yellow is the more tricky part. Yeah. You see that when that is yellow, even though it's positive, we are like at watchful. Uh-huh. So just wanted to interpret.
Just for point of reference, the debt service ratio that is needs to be above 1.1.
Right.
So if it's below 1.1, we highlight that as red.
Similar to our conversation on electric utilities last
year.
Yes. I think it's also helpful to know, and I forgot, I apologize for not sending it to you, the previous increases for water, you know, right? So the percentages, because I'm assuming that is yellow because we haven't had incremental increases for the past five years.
Yes, it would be. I think if the pause that we took to actually issue the debt, and so there was a pause on the increase of the fixed rate portion. It really did hurt us more than it helped.
Okay.
And then we tried to give you another easier look. So this is a sample bill with the current sample bill. And then
on the left and then
on the left and then on the right is for the with the increase how much the bill will look. And it has no tier 3 usage. You can see that tier 3 is 0 and then Our bill goes with the winter average. We assume that 5,000 gallon, which is 6.68 CCF. CCF is 100 cubic feet, basically. That will, the difference is basically for no tier three is around $2.76, the difference what we are proposing. Any question? We good?
And so we also put together one with the tier three usage as well. And that increases about $5.
So this one, we hypothetically assume there will be a 20 CCF use, which is like significant usage. And you can see that tier three has 8.64 CCF. And then that will be our proposed rate will increase the bill for higher usage by $5.4 per month. And now we kind of switch gear and show you what. So we proposed that, we showed that to the Water and Light Board. And they work with us a little bit, and you can also work with us on the model. And this is what they propose. They want to increase the tier three more, around 10%, and the summer irrigation also 10%, and rest more or less. And the tier one and the base four, instead of 4.54. And you can see here the in dollar value how much the change would look like. And
what did they have a reason why they only wanted to do that and not continue that out?
I believe the reason was because we will be doing a cost of service to see how we want to structure the rates next year, and so to sort of wait on that and then have a conversation again. But I believe it's our thought that we should look at least putting something in place for the next 5 years. And if we have to come back next year and re-examine that and change the amount that we propose, we can do that then versus.
So your recommendation is that we have a plan, and that if we need to adjust the plan, we do that.
That's correct.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your
whole. No problem. Yeah. Please ask a question. Yeah. So here's what the outlook on that looks like with just the 1 year. It fixes it for 25, but then we start to go down that slippery slope again and going negative.
Matthew, that you're showing us going down that slippery slope, but does that mean that these percentages that would remain in place over time?
Yes,
Water and Light is recommended.
But there's just no follow up to that one increase. So just
that's what I mean. So they haven't suggested anything for 25, 26, and so on.
So,
but we would just be stuck at where we were.
Then. So their thoughts are that
we would
let's go ahead and do the increase for this fiscal year. Mm-hmm. Then next year we'll do a rate study, and then if it calls for a change, then we'll make the change then.
Right.
And so I think from a staff perspective is let's go ahead and plan for those increases, understanding that we may still do a rate study that may change what our perspective is, but at least we have a plan that goes toward that.
I think our plan and their plan is quite similar. It's just we are going to have a bigger plan.
Yeah, so we later on in the presentation, we did the staff, the water lights, and then the staff for the continuum as well, so you can see that. So it's kind of going
again,
down.
Again, we have the sample thing, and I think again with no tier three is very similar. I think it's something above two. I don't exactly remember the number, but the 2.44 versus 2.5 is just 20 cents difference between their proposal and our proposal. I think the only thing. Go to the next slide. I think with their proposal, as you saw, that they propose a 10% tier fee. So their proposal increased quite a bit on the tier on for the higher users, which is $8. I think ours was around $5. Yeah, that was the key difference between theirs and ours.
Don has a question.
On the chart where you're showing the different percentages, there was a summer irrigation line.
Yeah.
But I don't see that here. Would that be rolled up into like the tier three?
This is an average bill, so we don't like it's an example bill, so we didn't put that somewhere.
And they have an They have in their recommendations, Water Board had a 10% increase in irrigation.
Right, well. I saw that, but I'm not seeing it in the proposed statement.
The model bill?
Yeah, because we cannot model every bill.
But it's the same rate as a tier three, though.
I see that. So, okay.
Okay, so here's what we had just talked about with the sort of combination of Water and Light and staff recommendations. So Water and Light board's recommendation in the 2025 and then the staff's moving on.
Staff.
For the plan moving forward.
Yes, so any of this can be changed and we can get into the model in a little bit and you can see, and if you want to adjust something, want to see a rate change or the base rate change and certain variable, we can do all of that as well. These are just scenarios that we had put together. So
Matt, before you move on, just what you said, you've said it twice now and I want to make sure it's emphasized. So this is kind of we're you're going to be putting this in for this upcoming budget for this increase, for this rate increase. And then anything that's for future budgets will have to come back to us for council.
Yes.
And we will simultaneously be doing a cost of service study to see whether or not, but having that plan in place helps us communicate, I'm assuming, yes, out, as well as help you all model in the utility model what will be expenses or what they'll have for revenue for those expenses. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Matthew, and how, if this is accepted, but how long does it take for us to go from that negative outlook to a positive outlook on that bond? Is that like a 6-month process or
with the bond?
Uh-huh.
So we only get rated every 3 years or so. So
we'll stay negative.
We still have another year before they'll call us.
Okay. Thank you.
We're not negative. We're just
not us. No, we haven't. And it was 23.
So yeah, okay.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So here's the outlook on that. And so you can see that the cash above below target does increase significantly with that outlook, with those changes, the Water and Light Board and staff recommendation.
Ask a question. Sorry. Jim, you brought up the best practice is 1.1 for the debt service ratio.
Yes.
Is there a number that's too high? Okay.
I don't know if it's too high. I mean, I think you could look at your cash above target and say, do we need to have that much cash above target? But like, I think what we're proposing is that we get into a routine of doing regular rate increases, but then looking at it every year and saying, well, maybe this year we don't need to do a 2%, maybe we just need a 1%, or maybe we only need to do a 0.5%, or maybe even nothing. But I think what we want to try to get to is a point where we're continually monitoring this, continually committed to looking at rate increases. But yeah, I don't think you want to see like, you know, $30 million cash reserve.
Right.
But you also, you want to keep it in that kind of nice middle ground where you're not holding on to too much cash, but you have enough cash to handle any type of emergencies that may come up. That's kind of the idea of having that 20% target.
Yeah.
And the debt ratio is more just, I mean, the debt ratio, yeah, you pretty much want to have that be as high as it can be, but just the necessity of trying not to have too much cash on hand, that's going to bring that down by that fact alone.
1.1 is the minimum.
That's the minimum, right. Though. Yeah.
One issue, though, with these projections is that this is not projecting any additional work. This is sort of status quo of how the water department would be correct. And so this is not enhancing anything. And so while you may see that cash above target grow, that's because this is a status quo scenario.
We're about to do a lot of major projects. Yes. So that will bring, okay. Yeah, Don.
Question on the expenditure line. Is that increase there simply a projected inflationary increase?
That's correct.
So that doesn't include, maybe there's no way of including it, you know, projected increases in salaries.
Oh no!
Salaries are part of included in that.
Okay. Which line are you talking about?
Total, third line. Total expenditure.
Okay. We have another sheet where it's broken down by different categories.
Okay.
So we had been asked about water rate comparisons. And so this is a comparison based on the tier one use, I believe.
Yeah, except Kansas City, which we combined.
And so, as you can see, amongst our peers, we are the lowest.
And I just wanted to point out the Boone County is not actually the county, because county doesn't, because I cannot put the whole, that concentrated water supply, that's what I kind of, but they are the second largest. By land, they are actually the largest within the Boone County. They are the second largest customer for us. So you can see they are charging $15 while we are charging $12, even though our neighbors may be paying $15. I am paying $15
because I live there. Because you live at a public water district?
Yeah.
You know, we have houses in the city. No, I'm just kidding.
In the city? That's not something.
You can live in the city
and be served by. Oh, that's true. Old Hawthorne. Sorry. Old Hawthorne is a number nine.
So here's a breakdown of the base charge and the water rate. Basically the same graph, just showing you a different way of looking at it. So would you all like to see different rates or try something different than what has been recommended?
I mean, my inclination is to go with your, you know what I mean? I appreciate that you went through Water and Light Advisory Board and came up with kind of that combined recommendation. That would be my inclination. I don't know, others?
I attended that meeting, the Water and Light, and then I also went through a presentation with Matthew and the team, and I felt like I have a good handle on the reason for the recommendations. So I don't have any more questions.
Yeah. Don, then Betsy, and then Nick.
How long has it been since we've done an increase?
2 years. 2 years. Well, technically we presented it 2 years ago, but a portion of that went into effect a year ago.
Went to what?
Went into effect a year ago.
Okay.
And so we did the variable charge first last time, and we were instructed to wait until the bonds were sold for us to do the fixed rate increase, and we did that. And so it kind of threw that schedule off.
So essentially 18 months, we haven't done an increase. So only having to do 4.5 to catch us up. Yeah.
And we did a bond issue.
I'm good with that.
Betsy?
I think we've run into the same thing with water that we did electric, where one of the goals was to encourage conservation by making it more expensive the more water you used. And that's why if you ended up in tier three, you were paying more than tier one. This doesn't look like this addresses that at all. And I'm trying to remember the last consultants we had, which might have been more for electric, were, we're trying to make everything equal versus having a different tiered system. Does the Water and Light Board have any opinion about what, I mean, that 10% that they wanted to do looked to me like an effort to make it more expensive the more water you use?
So I believe that's correct. And I think we have the board chair here as well.
Okay. Can you go really quick though? Can you go to the slide that has the staff plus Water and Light Advisory Board recommendations so that we see? Because I know in your one of the presentations you had an example of the different. Yeah. So this does, Betsy, have that slight increase for the higher tiers.
And so I believe what we had talked about was sort of waiting to do anything with tier structure like that until the cost of service.
Our view was, let's fix the immediate problem right now. But I don't know that we really have enough information to start projecting next year and the year after and the year after. We can put numbers on the board and put them into a model to make everything fit. But, it's been a while since the water utilities had a cost of service. Remember, David, the last
2018.
Yeah, so it's been quite a while. So it's time to do it again, we believe. We're agnostic on whether to do that with a third party, a consultant, or have staff do it. If we have staff do it, probably be advisable maybe to have a third party with it, the findings, just to get that validation. But that way we can at least find out going forward what is the right rate. And should we really start concentrating on a CPI-based adjustment? Because what we're seeing right
Don't
now is unprecedented.
Yeah.
CPI? What did I say?
No, it's an acronym. Say what it means.
Oh,
sorry.
The Consumer Price Index.
Thank you.
So, yeah, so as that varies, I think we can adjust parts of that rate so we don't have to go back with big rates in the future. We're really at an unprecedented time with inflation. Hopefully, it'll mitigate. It's come off some, but it's still a big challenge. And it's a challenge for everyone. That's it. On your comment about the rate structure, we tried to not burden the low volume users with only a 4% adjustment. And then the average user is around 4.5. And the ones that really, it's the smallest revenue stream because it's not that many people that irrigate. But the people that irrigate, you know, should be able to afford that adjustment or back off their irrigation somewhat. That's the thinking, is that it's not the huge amount. It still meets the income. But we agree that long term, we need that cost services study and some type of a more regular mechanism to adjust rate in order to avoid very large rate increases in the future.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks, Greg. Nick. I know who's next.
I don't want to be forgotten, Barbara. Nobody does. Well, I feel good about what Water and Light is suggesting also, but I also like that staff has projected that give us something to compare against once we get a cost of study. But I am wondering when we can anticipate receiving a cost of study, and because we're going to have to make a decision about 2025, but I'm wondering about beyond that. Do we have an idea when we can get that done?
Oh. Currently being proposed in the budget for 25, so we can start working on a scope of services, take that to the Water and Light Advisory Board for their review, and be ready to get an RFP out that when the fiscal year starts. And then it will be consulting to provide us an estimated timeline, how long it takes. It usually takes 3 to 4 months.
Okay.
To do.
So I'm wondering, it sounds like we might be in a good position to make a decision about 26. Leading into that, okay.
To that point, so Sarah, has staff thought about the board's question about whether or not some of it could be done in-house and then validated with a third party? I'm not sure how common that is or best practice.
Best practice is usually, well, best practice is what the city, and I know people have always done, is go out to an outside firm since their expertise is doing cost of service studies and they know the industry standards. That's generally what we do. We get a model from it that can be updated as expenses change and revenues change and increases go in, so that it keeps adjusting what the cost of service rates should be based on the classifications. So you can always adjust them up or down. Obviously, you're never going to get fully at cost of service because generally that's a large adjustment. So your goal is generally to move towards it yearly and then do another one in 5 years to see if your adjustments are getting closer to where they should be.
Okay. Yeah. I was just wondering whether that's in-house or not. It sounds like industry standard is kind of to go out.
It is, and then you can keep it up to date.
Yeah, internally. And I think that's an important piece. You mentioned like how many months, but we all know based on the last few studies we've all participated in, it always takes longer than you estimate. So I think to your point, it's a good idea to kind of project out what it could be, but that we're going to validate it with what the cost of service says. Hopefully it gets done in time, but at least we're looking at that percentage. And you guys can kind of evaluate in-house that 3 year, whether or not it can be less or more based on what we're seeing. Can I ask on this slide, I saw in your original staff proposed, we had that there was no difference between residential and commercial tiers. And then on this one, it is. Is this like a philosophy change? Or I saw that the advisory board also recommended that, but this one has a difference, but the staff one didn't.
Yeah,
So I'm just wondering if you want to talk through that.
That came from the board.
Yes. So that's a recommendation from the Water and Light Board. I don't.
You want me to ask Greg to answer?
I don't. I'm not sure if you want to change, you know, the what you're charging for residential and commercial to throw them off like that. It's totally on the council, but I mean, we do have some neighborhoods where you got a residential and a commercial customer could be across the street from each other, and one gets a higher charge on the same, you know, same size pipe, and one get charged 4.5% or 0.5% more than the person that's right across the street. So
what do we currently do?
I believe currently is both, they're both the same.
They're both the same. You can see it on the 24 line, they're both the same.
Oh, well, I was thinking it says zero, so.
We just made the same.
Okay.
We made them the same with the last adjustment.
Okay, so it used to be that they were.
It used to be different, and with the last grade adjustment, we made them the same.
Okay. Greg, do you want to speak to the Water and Light Advisory Boards?
I think our thinking was, again, it was the tier one is where a lot of residential is, and as well as basically everybody's got that base fee. This will impact them as hard as you know, commercial and some of the larger volume users. It was just something that would not impact them as hard.
Do they escalate in tiers as well, regardless of commercial versus residential?
Yes.
At the same CCF numbers?
I think if we were to keep them the same, I think the minimum, it'd have a minimum impact on our revenue. Because there's not.
I believe we kind of looked at that.
Yeah. Back and forth. Yeah. Right. Very negligible difference.
If you were to keep, commercial flat.
Look at it either way and do it way fine.
In short, the bigger picture will not change.
Yeah. I think based on the feedback we've received locally, kind of keeping them the same, and then as we do the cost of service, I imagine that will be one of the evaluations, is whether or not commercial customers are impacting the cost of service maybe more than residential, and then it justifies. I don't know the other thoughts from council. Yay, nay.
I think the impact is very minimal.
Yeah. And you said that you guys were kind of either or.
Yeah, we were going back and forth.
Yeah.
To be downside.
Yeah.
You're trying to suck up to staff 4.5 recommendation.
Drew the line right there, but you could draw it anywhere, probably not very close.
Yeah.
Again, the cost of services really needs to be done to help understand where those costs need to be split properly.
Yeah. So next steps on this.
Next steps, I think, would come the budget. And so we would, whatever scenario you would like to see in the budget, we would forecast that out in the budget in the form of the revenues for the water.
Yeah.
Water.
So I think, Nick Foster.
I don't know. Are you planning to talk about the hours at minimum wage and affordability ratio?
We can. We have looked at that and done the math on that.
I mean, if you could start, I mean, this is something you all have been talking about for a while, isn't it, Greg? And
yeah, correct. Fortunately, we have David Switzer. Dr. David Switzer is part of our board, and he's got a lot of expertise in water, and he's got a lot of resources. So we've been really looking at this, and we'd like to do it utility-wide. You know, try to monitor the affordability of the utilities for the community. But we know that there's a lot of established information and a lot of communities monitor these affordabilities and set their own standards as far as where they consider rates affordable. And so the two things that we came to the conclusion as the best thing to monitor was the hours at minimum wage. How many hours does someone at minimum wage have to work to pay their water bill? Kind of basic, pretty simple setting. And then also the affordability ratio, which leaves the cost over income for people of the 20th percentile of income. So those are all available data that can be calculated relatively easily. We could report it, but we haven't come to the conclusion is, so if you come up with numbers, when here's Columbia's numbers, you know, where should they be below in order to be right? So we kind of have to maybe monitor for a while and then decide as a board or a community, this is where we should try to sustain those below. We could use other, David referenced Los Angeles, and they have some, like, we did a quick, he did a quick calculation, and this changes here. Still, for the hours of minimum wage, it's still well below, like, what California, Los Angeles, is a good work on.
So those things would be applied to our consideration of the rates. It sounds like math to me, so I'm, you know.
Yeah, it's just, it's data and math calculation. It's monitoring, trending it. And as we go through cost services studies, we recommend rates. So if we're making a rate adjustment, we'll recalculate what would those affordability metrics be if we increase the rates. Now, are we starting to get our rates so high that it becomes an affordability issue for those on the lower income scale in our community?
And this was a big part of the conversation that we had
with
when it came to electric, for sure.
Yes.
Rightfully so. And it will be for this again. So I would we wait until the cost of service study to be done before we would try to apply these kind of metrics to the
draw rate design? I think one of the things that we would need is basically what's, because it's more than just that one-time check, right? It's the policy for analysis that you're referencing.
Right.
And so I think part of it is asking staff to come back to us, what's the policy going to be for incorporating that? Maybe a report on this thing, because this is just two sentences in the report from Water and Light Advisory Board.
And I'll use an example. You'll remember when we did the last water rate increase, there was a lot of angst, particularly with the base state increase. And everybody got into it. Well, that's not affordable. That's not affordable. But then what is affordable? What? So, you know, we had been already discussing that at the Water and Light Advisory Board, and with David's expertise, really started to drive that into some metrics that the community could calculate and really start to get to the point where we have a policy for affordability. Right now, what we're recommending is just calculate these,
so it's
report them, record them, and have a discussion that they can share with you all, I assume, to understand, you know, where we are and where other communities are for their affordabilities for water. And we hope that we can get to the point that they can be applied to other utilities. There's no reason they can't, but there's more complexities with other utilities like electric and others.
Well, I just strongly encourage that being a part of the conversation for sure.
Yeah. Matt, did you want to respond to that?
Yeah, so we did look at both the
That index
the affordability matrix and then the hours paid metric as well. And so we did some numbers. First, we gathered all the information. Most of this was available from that. What is it? The
census.
No, not the census. The that we get the Columbia data from.
American Community Surveys, ACS.
American
Community Surveys. Yeah.
And so.
I think before I think we need a better understanding through the town cost of service study, because it's a bit more challenging than just it. But we did try something. So based on the formula, they have affordability ratio. These are all the things we need. I think the toughest part to calculate this essential household expenses. Even the studies, old one of the literature says that in Dallas, it is just only $685 per month, which we tried to backtrack the data source, which we didn't able to find, and they said that regression based. But we use some technique to get the rent, rent and then the food expenses from the USDA, because they offered the SNAP based on that information, and after doing the calculation, that AR20, that lowest 20 percentile, we are getting around 17.78, but I'm not 100% sure whether it's accurate or not.
There is some subjectivity to the calculation because it has that essential household expenses in there. What are essential household expenses? So that'd be something that, you know, the board, the council would decide on. You know, what would you put in that category of essential household expenses? And then we could probably get a better number on that, at least on the AR-20. The hours of minimum wage is pretty solid at 5 hours. So the number of hours it would take at minimum wage to pay for the water and sewer services, because they're combined, would be 5 hours.
And then for overall, just the air, regular air is 3.7. It's really low. This is the water bill compared to the disposable income is around 3. For overall, for the lower tier is 70. And when I see this, there is this literature, and we are basically, you see all the big cities, and we are within the range. So they have 26, 16, 17. More or less, we are within the range. But again, with that, and unless we get the right number, I don't know exactly how good this is. But I just use two. One is the rent, and one is the food.
So we could ask for the Water and Light Advisory Board to look at this and look at the examples from other cities.
Yeah, with David's expertise, I think he'd be happy to.
And kind of come back to us on potential recommendations. And can I ask really quick, I know I'm very strict on like that we're just talking about this subject, but you guys were talking about affordability rates for electric. Is that conversation still happening, and is it part of this?
Yeah, I mean, we have kind of sidestepped those for a lot of other issues, but we are going to get back on that. And okay. We believe that we need to find a way to do affordability metrics for other utilities. Okay. And, you know, we're just Water and Light, so we're going to do the electric side, but it's possible that it could be looked at for other utilities.
Everyone's opening their cookie at the same time. Okay, thank you. And just so you know, that would be, then we would bring that up at an end of a council meeting if we were going to make that request, if it takes significant staff and advisory board time. So I made a note. So direction that you need from us is whether our comfort level with the percentages that you have proposed to put it into the fiscal year 25 budget, knowing that it'll be part of the budget work session and part of the budget conversations going forward. Okay.
And it will help staff kind of be in a better position as we present the budget to kind of understand exactly what we're looking at for the water fund, or what that expectation is.
Right. I think the only change is based on the conversation that Greg mentioned was just like the commercial keeping it this, just to keep consistency until we have this cost of service study, and then we can feel more confident on changing theirs. But that I could counsel thoughts on. I mean, it's going to come back to us anyway, but I want to see that. I'm saying negligible. I was like, it just seems weird. Yeah.
This will come back to us when?
Budget.
At the budget.
Yep.
Because you're still going to have to. Still gonna have to pass an ordinance to do to the rate increase. Yeah. So that'll be part of the budget discussion.
Mm-hmm. Part of the budget discussion, will it be?
All right, it's 5:00, so I'm gonna go ahead and call our Monday, June 3rd, 2024 pre-council meeting to order. DeCarlin, I see you, but I'm assuming you're immediately just gonna kick it over to Matthew Liu. All right, this is about water rates and a few other things on our agenda. So, Matt?
Yeah, so, we'll start today with a little bit of recap of what we talked about in a previous session. And so we have Deep, our economist, and Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Our assistant finance director, and we'll get this kicked off. So this was presented to you all in a previous meeting, and this is the forecast for the current forecast for the water utility. So we want to talk a little bit, go over a little bit of the base rates with the fixed and the variable charges associated with them. And so currently our fixed expenses, our fixed revenue is not meeting our fixed expenses. And we can sort of talk about the issue we have with that, but I want to show the variable side as well. Here you can sort of see the variable expenses outpace our variable revenue. And these are both based on the projection, our current projections with no increase in them. And some of that issue is that once you have that, if your fixed expenses are too high and your revenue is too low, there is a point where you cannot meet those expenses and the revenue you bring in could be less than what you should bring in based on the actual fixed and actual variable charges of expenses that we have. So we'll get into it now, kick it off to D.
So then, of course, if we don't have if everything shows negative, we need to have a rate increase. So that's what we proposed. We started with that. We went to the water and light board. This is because we label these as staff proposed rate increase. As you can see, the rate and in dollar amount, 54 cents. $12 is our current base charge and 54 cents. And we can talk in other way to say, for example, that 54 cents increase over $12 will be 4.5. It's the same thing and how we propose. And then we, even though we're going to approve 1 year, we try to show you how it looks in the outlook way, because 1 year is not solving our problem. We'll get back to that point. But you can see in staff proposed, we put 4.5 flat across all the base and then the usage, which is based on our CCF usage. And then we did for 26, 27, and then we kind of taper it over the 28, 29, and then probably 30 is too early to talk about 30.
Well, at any time if you have questions, yeah, please stop.
So basically what we did the percentage change and then we calculate the dollar value of that, how that impact.
Deep, hold on, I think Nick Foster, did you have a question?
Just to get a timeline here, you said this was presented to us before and I can't recall when that was.
Yes, we presented the forecast, I believe, was it March?
March.
The last meeting in March, we presented the forecast for all the funds. And this is just one of them. And it basically shows if you look at that cash above, below target amount, those are the projections going out to the out years. And so green is good, positive, yellow is need to watch, and then the red is negative outlook, basically.
Nick, it was part of our work session conversation, and yeah, we asked them to go to Water and Light Advisory Board to then bring back their comments on it.
Okay, great. That's helpful just to know where we've been.
And it was the identical slide we used to just refresh your memory.
Yeah.
And probably we did it with all the funds, so that was elaborate last time.
And so we had just proposed a flat increase to get us up to par with our expenses. And so this is what that same projection looked like with the increases that staff.
So are you guys familiar with this color coding? Or we can work
red is bad and green is good.
And yes. The yellow, and the yellow is the more tricky part. Yes. You see that when awesome. That is yellow, even though it's positive, we are like at watchful.
Uh-huh.
So just wanted to interpret.
Just for point of reference, the debt service ratio that is needs to be above 1.1.
Right.
So if it's below 1.1, we highlight that as red.
Similar to our conversation on electric utilities last
year.
Yes. I think it's also helpful to know, and I forgot, I apologize for not sending it to you, the previous increases for water, you know, right? So the percentages, because I'm assuming that is yellow because we haven't had incremental increases for the past five years.
Yes, it would be. I think if the pause that we took to actually issue the debt, and so there was a pause on the increase of the fixed rate portion. It really did hurt us more than it helped.
Okay.
And then we try to give you a kind of another easier look. So this is a sample bill without the current sample bill. And then
on the left and
on the left and then on the right is for the with the increase how much the bill will look. And it has no tier 3 usage. you can see that TR3 is zero, and then our bill goes with the winter average. We assume that 5,000 gallon, which is 6.68 CCF. CCF is 100 cubic feet, basically. The difference is basically for no TR3 is around 2.76
dollar. The difference what we are proposing.
Any question? We good?
And so we also put together one with the tier three usage as well, and that increases about $5.
One we hypothetically assume there will be a 20 CCF use, which is like significant usage, and you can see that tier three has 8.64 CCF, and then that will be our proposed rate will increase the bill for higher usage by $5.4 per month. And now we kind of switch gear and show you what. So we proposed that, we showed that to the Water and Light Board. And they work with us a little bit, and you can also work with us on the model. And this is what they propose. They want to increase the tier three more, around 10%, and the summer irrigation also 10%, and rest more or less. And the tier one and the base four, instead of 4.54. And you can see here the in dollar value how much the change would look like. And
what did they have a reason why they only wanted to do that and not continue that out?
I believe the reason was because we will be doing a cost of service to see how we want to structure the rates next year, and so to sort of wait on that and then have a conversation again. But I believe it's our thought that we should look at least putting something in place for the next 5 years. And if we have to come back next year and re-examine that and change the amount that we propose, we can do that then versus.
So your recommendation is that we have a plan, and that if we need to adjust the plan, we do that.
That's correct.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your
whole. No problem. Yeah. Please ask questions. So here is what the outlook on that looks like with just the 1 year. It fixes it to 25, but then we start to go down that slippery slope again and going negative. Yeah, so.
Matthew, that you're showing us going down that slippery slope, but does that mean that these percentages that would remain in place over time?
Yes.
Water and Light is recommended?
But there's just no follow-up to that one increase. So there's
that's what I mean. So they haven't suggested anything for 25, 26, and so on. But we would just be stuck at where we were.
So their thoughts are that
we would
let's go ahead and do the increase for this fiscal year. Mm-hmm. Then next year we'll do a rate study. And then if it calls for a change, then we'll make the change then.
Right.
And so I think from a staff perspective is, let's go ahead and plan for those increases, understanding that we may still do a rate study that may change what our perspective is, but at least we have a plan that goes toward that.
I think our plan and their plan is quite similar. It's just we are going to have a bigger plan.
Yeah, so we later on in the presentation, we did the staff, the water and lights, and then the staff for the continuum as well, so you can see that. So it's kind of going
again,
down.
Again, we have the sample thing, and I think again with no tier three is very similar. I think it's something above two. I don't exactly remember the number, but the 2.44 versus 2.5 is just 20 cents difference between their proposal and our proposal. I think the only thing. Go to the next slide. I think with their proposal, as you saw, that they propose a 10% tier three. So their proposal increased quite a bit on the tier for the higher users, which is $8. I think ours was around $5. Yeah, that was the key difference between theirs and ours.
Don has a question.
On the chart where we've shown the different percentages, there was a summer irrigation line.
Yeah.
But I don't see that here. Would that be rolled up into like the tier three?
This is an average bill, so we don't, it's an example bill, so we didn't put that somewhere.
And they have an they have in their recommendations, Water Line Advisory Board had a 10% increase in irrigation.
Right,
well.
I saw that, but I'm not seeing it in the proposed statement.
The model bill?
Yeah, because we cannot model every bill.
But it's the same rate as a tier three, though.
I see that.
Okay, so here's what we had just talked about with the sort of combination of Water and Light and staff recommendations. So Water and Light board's recommendation in the 2025 and then the staff's moving on.
Staff.
For the plan moving forward.
Yes, so. Any of this can be changed, and we can get into the model in a little bit, and you can see, and if you want to adjust something, want to see the rate change, or the base rate change and certain variable, we can do all of that as well. These are just scenarios that we had put together. So
Matt, before you move on, just what you said, you've said it twice now, and I want to make sure it's emphasized. So this is kind of we're you're going to be putting this in for this upcoming budget for this increase, for this rate increase. And then anything that's for future budgets will have to come back to us for council.
Yes.
And we will simultaneously be doing a cost of service study to see whether or not, but having that plan in place helps us communicate, I'm assuming, out, as well as help you all model in the utility model what will be expenses or what they'll have for revenue for those expenses. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Matthew, and how if this is accepted, but how long does it take for us to go from that negative outlook to a positive outlook on that bond? Is that like a 6-month process or
with the bond?
Uh-huh.
So we only get rated every 3 years or so. So
we'll stay negative.
We still have another year before they'll
understood.
Call us.
Okay. Thank you.
We're not negative. We're just not. No, it was 23.
So, yeah,
okay. Thank you. Appreciate that. So, here's the outlook on that. And so, you can see that the cash above below target does increase significantly with that outlook, with those changes, the Water and Light Board and staff recommendation.
Ask a question. Sorry, Jim, you brought up the best practice is 1.1 for the debt service ratio.
Yes.
Is there a number that's too high?
I don't know if it's too high. I mean, I think you could look at your cash above target and say, do we need to have that much cash above target? But like, I think what we're proposing is that we get into a routine of doing regular rate increases, but then looking at it every year and saying, well, maybe this year we don't need to do a 2%, maybe we just need a 1%, or maybe we only need to do a 0.5%, or maybe even nothing. But I think what we want to try to get to is a point where we're continually monitoring this, continually committed to looking at rate increases. But yeah, I don't think you want to see like, you know, $30 million cash reserve.
Right.
But you also, you want to keep it in that kind of nice middle ground where you're not holding on to too much cash, but you have enough cash to handle any type of emergencies that may come up. That's kind of the idea of having that 20% target.
Yeah.
And the debt ratio is more just, I mean, the debt ratio, yeah, you pretty much want to have that be as high as it can be, but just the necessity of trying not to have too much cash on hand, that's going to bring that down by that fact alone.
1.1 is the minimum.
That's the minimum, right. Yeah.
One issue, though, with these projections is that this is not projecting any additional work. This is sort of status quo of how the water department would you say that's correct. And so this is not enhancing anything. And so while you may see that cash above target grow, that's because this is a status quo scenario.
We're about to do a lot of major projects. Yes. So that will bring Don.
Question on the expenditure line. Is that increase there simply a projected inflationary increase?
That's correct.
So that doesn't include, maybe there's no way of including it, you know, projected increases in salaries.
Oh, no.
Salaries are part of included in that.
Okay.
Which line are you talking about?
Total, third line. Total expenditure.
Okay. We have another sheet where it's broken down by different categories.
Okay.
So we had been asked about water rate comparisons. And so this is a comparison based on the tier one use, I believe.
Yeah, except Kansas City, which we combined.
And so, as you can see, amongst our peers, we are the lowest.
I just wanted to point out the Boone County is not actually the county because county doesn't, because I cannot put the whole, that concentrated water supply. That's what I kind of, but they are the second largest. By land, they're actually the largest within the Boone County. So they are the second largest customer for us. So you can see they are charging $15 while we are charging $12, even though our neighbors may be paying $15. I am paying $15.
Because I live there. Because you live at a public water district?
Yeah.
You know, we have houses in the city. No, I'm just kidding.
In the city? Yes.
Old Hawthorne is number 9.
So here's a breakdown of the base charge and the
same graph.
Water rates. Basically the same graph, just showing you a different way of looking at it. So would you all like to see different rates or try something different than what has been recommended?
I mean, my inclination is to go with you know what I mean? I appreciate that you went through Water and Light Advisory Board and came up with kind of that combined recommendation. That would be my inclination. I don't know, others?
I attended that meeting, the Water and Light, and then I also went through a presentation with Matthew and the team, and I felt like I have a good handle on the reason for the recommendations. So I don't have any more questions.
Don, then Betsy, and then Nick.
How long has it been since we've done an increase?
2 years. 2 years. Well, technically, we presented it 2 years ago, but a portion of that went into effect a year ago.
Went to what?
Went into effect a year ago.
Okay.
And so we did the variable charge first last time, and we were instructed to wait until the bonds were sold for us to do the fixed rate increase, and we did that. And so it kind of threw that schedule off.
So essentially 18 months, we haven't done an increase. So only having to do 4.5 to catch us up. Yeah.
And we did a bond issue.
Mm-hmm. Betsy?
I think we've run into the same thing with water that we did electric, where one of the goals was to encourage conservation by making it more expensive the more water you used. And that's why if you ended up in tier 3, you were paying more than tier 1. This doesn't look like this addresses that at all. And I'm trying to remember the last consultants we had, which might have been more for electric, were, we're trying to make everything equal versus having a different tiered system. Does the Water and Light Board have any opinion about that 10% that they wanted to do looked to me like an effort to make it more expensive the more water you use?
So I believe that's correct. I know that we have the board chair here as well.
Can you go to the slide that has the staff plus Water and Light Advisory Board recommendations so that we see?
Yeah.
Because I know in your one of the presentations you had an example of the different. Yeah. So this does, Betsy, have that slight increase for the higher tiers.
And so I believe what we had talked about was sort of waiting to do anything with tier structure like that until the cost of service.
Our view was, let's fix the immediate problem right now. But I don't know that we really have enough information to start projecting next year, the year after, and the year after. We can put numbers on the board and put them into a model to make everything fit. But, it's been a while since the water utilities had a cost of service. Remember, David, the last
2018.
Yeah, so it's been quite a while. So it's time to do it again, we believe. We're agnostic on whether to do that with a third party, a consultant, or have staff do it. If we have staff do it, it probably be advisable maybe to have a third party with it, the findings, just to get that validation. But that way we can at least find out going forward what is the right rate. And should we really start concentrating on a CPI-based adjustment? Because what we're seeing right
Don't
now is unprecedented. CPI? What did I say?
No, it's an acronym. Say what it means.
Oh,
sorry.
The Consumer Price Index.
Thank you.
So, yeah, so as that varies, we can adjust parts of that rate so we don't have to go back with big rates in the future. We're really at an unprecedented time with inflation. Hopefully it'll mitigate. It's come off some, but it's still a big challenge, and it's a challenge for everyone. That's it. On your comment about the rate structure, we tried to not burden the low-volume users with only a 4% adjustment, and then the average user is around 4.5%. The ones that really, it's the smallest revenue stream because it's not that many people that irrigate. But the people that irrigate, you know, should be able to afford that adjustment or back off their irrigation somewhat. That's the thinking, is that it's not the huge amount. It still meets the income, but we agree that long-term, we need that cost services study and some type of a more regular mechanism to adjust rate in order to avoid very large rate increases in the future.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks, Greg. Nick. I know who's next.
I don't want to be forgotten, Barbara. Nobody does. Well, I feel good about what Water and Light is suggesting also, but I also like that staff has projected that give us something to compare against once we get a cost of study. But I am wondering when we can anticipate receiving a cost